Blog Talk Radio.
We ain't nothing but some true joy cheese. We ain't nothing but some cheese. Yeah.
Cheese on the podcast.
Said it's different, seven, swaying three. Swaying three, yeah. Said it's smoking on big ass feet. Sitting in the kitchen, sipping triple D.
OBP midweek coming at you in full effect live. November 28, 2018. And if you didn't know of one of the biggest heavyweight fights we've had in a long, long time. Talking, a lot of pushing, a lot of shoving, a lot of repeating of bad grammar, a lot of stuff going on this week in regards to Bomber versus the Gypsy King, Wilder versus Fury for the WBC Heavyweight Championship of the World, for the so-called lineal championship of the world. Put that in parentheses because I'll explain it to you later. Hopefully I'll remember to talk about that. For the baddest man on the planet, these guys are going, putting it down in Staples Center, Los Angeles, California, this Saturday. Purview. Excellent fight. Got a lot to talk about when it comes to that. We'll be doing that big time. Also, you know, there's another WBC and lineal title up for grabs. And that's our man, Adonis Stevenson. Our man. He was my man, no homo, for a while. But, you know, he's disappeared, got a gift draw, putting his WBC light heavyweight title up grabs against this guy, Alexander. So, like I said, we've got a lot to talk about. Let me bring in my man. Hold on. Fucking happening to my computer.
This is a public service announcement by OTG Heavyweights. Because of this big fight, we actually had to take over a little bit and just give our take on this most important heavyweight fight of the year. And for that, I welcome my long friend, Irish Paddy Cronin. Hey, Paddy.
I'm the man who saved the day at your wedding.
True, also. Yeah, we couldn't just sit back for this special occasion because your boy, Tyson Fury, who you have been backing up for 10 years maybe already?
Over 10 years. First met him. Yeah.
So basically since the beginning of OTG, you were talking about him. Now he finally makes his big appearance in the US. I mean, he had already the Klitschko fight, which was a huge fight, but this is now his second.
He had Steve Cunningham in the US as well.
All right, right. I mean, it's his first big US fight, basically.
Yeah, and it'll probably be his last because once he dominates Deontay Wilder, the heavyweight crown will return to life on the east side of the Atlantic.
Yeah, so you sound still very confident in him.
Here's the way I look at it, Nino. If the Tyson Fury that beat Vladimir Klitschko or anywhere close to that shows up on Saturday night in Staples Center, Los Angeles, California, it's already done. If the Tyson Fury shows up and he's slow, lackadaisical, is getting hit easy, then it's going to Wilder. I gotta give the boy Tyson Fury credit. You know, you can't doubt this man. Every challenge he's ever had, he's overcome it. You know, he's had battle with depression, he's overcome that, which I would say is a bigger achievement than beating Deontay Wilder or even Vladimir Klitschko. So, you know, it's just there's no man you can get to prepare yourself for Tyson Fury. He's so awkward. He's gonna draw you out and he's gonna punish you. He's got more lengthwise. He's bigger. He's the only thing Deontay Wilder has is that big punch. And if Tyson Fury fights to the best of his ability, Wilder won't be able to land it.
Yeah, but of course this is the question mark. In what kind of condition is he in? Because as you know, he lost like how much? 140 pounds or something.
150 pounds, something around that. Yeah.
So he
140, 150.
So basically lost Canelo Alvarez or something like that.
I don't think Canelo's weighing in at those weights anymore.
Okay.
I think Canelo's walking around 100.
True. But
he lost a welterweight Cal Brook.
Right. That's true. So, as we all know, losing a huge amount of weight isn't doing wonders for your conditioning and also for your punch resistance.
We're talking about Roy Jones Jr. here.
Yeah.
Here, we gotta put this into perspective. So, you know, Tyson Fury doesn't want, like when he's fighting, he fights 250 to 260. He's normally what, 280,
mm-hmm.
290. He could be up there. So let's say he lost one third of his body weight, conservatively one third.
Mm-hmm.
But what he used to do, Ricky Hatton used to fight at 140, and he'd blow up to 200, and that'd be 60. That's half of his body weight, like half of his body weight he was losing there. Mm-hmm. So you know we've seen guys do it, and of course you've seen Roy Jones Jr. absolutely destroy himself. But Roy Jones Jr. was boiling to a certain weight that he had to make. Tyson Fury could have, like, it's not like he had a weight limit to boil down to.
Mm.
So, Nino, if he had to boil down to 230, 225 pounds, I'd be worried. You know, if you remember back, Roy Jones Jr. was coming down from 200 to 175, and he built it up all in muscle, whereas Tyson Fury's just burning off fat. So what Tyson Fury's been doing is just been working out. He's been doing boxing training, and he's been losing weight. So he's been doing that through his normal process. Now he's down probably, he's already lost the weight. He's been back in his training camp. He's been focusing on boxing, where as opposed to, you know, other people when they have a lot of weight to lose, where they spend time literally making weight the whole camp. Tyson Fury's going to go in there. He's going to be moving. He's going to be awkward. He's going to be herky-jerky. He's going to show Deontay Wilder a lot of things that Wilder's never seen in person before. And he's going to be making Wilder miss. And then when Wilder misses, he's going to be making him pay. And it's going to be like that all fight long. Now, if Tyson Fury has lost something, it's going to be a flush knockout by Deontay Wilder. I'd be disgusted if it happened. But I think Wilder, that's his only chance. And I think from what I've seen of his team, they're cocky. They think, it seems like almost his head trainer thinks that he boxes with Tyson Fury. So he's gonna, if he's gonna try something that we saw in the first Stavern fight, I don't see that working. I think if they try that for the first couple of rounds, they're gonna have to scrap it, I'd say, after three or four rounds if they try it, because he just won't be able to box with Tyson Fury.
Yeah, true. I mean, also, maybe he'll try it in the beginning, but I don't see him really having success with his boxing.
Yeah.
He has to get in power shots early, so to make it close, and maybe to slow Fury down a little bit, and then hope to connect with something big, which he usually does. I mean, he's so athletic and fast that he usually, even though his technique is really bad, he manages to land something big sooner or later every time.
Yeah, but come on, you know, Tyson Fury isn't like Luis Ortiz. He was basically like a statue in front of Deontay Wilder. He's going to have to cut off the ring effectively. And, you know, that's no mean feat against Tyson Fury. We saw Vladimir Klitschko couldn't boxer to me. He couldn't live with him.
Mm.
So the only way, if Wilder's smart, they're just going to swing for the fences from the start. Personally speaking, I don't think if the Tyson Fury from a couple of years ago turns up, stick it in the book. It's game over. If he's not the same Tyson Fury, you know, Wilder's going to win. And like, let's be honest, that's the only reason why this fight's interesting, you know.
Mm. But I mean, I see some parallels actually to the David Haye Bellew fight, because Haye was coming back and fought two absolute bums, as you remember.
Bums.
Total bums.
Yeah, disgusting bums.
And Fury basically did the same thing, because his opponents were pretty atrocious. And he didn't even look very convincing in those two fights. So he couldn't even stop Pianeta.
Wait, do you think those were close fights?
No, of course not. I mean, he won all rounds.
Let's be honest, Fury's never been a parapuncher, Nino.
Yeah, but he managed to stop Christian Hammer, which was and he stopped Chisora. He stopped Chisora in the rematch, and now he comes back and doesn't even stop Pianeta,
Chisora,
who is
just quit.
Yeah, but he made him quit, and he didn't make Pianeta quit, who's got stopped by Kevin Johnson, as you remember. Kevin Johnson.
What if Tyson Fury wanted to get those rounds in, more to the point?
That's what sparring is for. I don't know.
Sometimes you want a light fire exercise. Well, let's be honest. The first comeback fight was just a glorified sparring session. So why wasn't the second?
Yeah, but I don't know. I think he should have had at least one quality opponent before he steps in with Wilder. I mean,
yeah, when here's the thing. If he had a quality opponent, I don't think Wilder would want to fight him. I don't think this fight gets made if Tyson Fury beats a quality opponent.
Hard to say. I mean, they probably jumped on this fight.
It's very easy to say, Nino.
Yeah, I think it definitely helped them jump on this fight, because they thought they could get a good win over a former lineal champion who is just coming off the bench.
It'll look fantastic on paper.
Mm-hmm.
In 20 years' time, when everyone forgot what happened with Tyson Fury, with his depression, it'll look phenomenal on paper if he wins.
True.
And that's why they're making him.
Mm-hmm. So another thing that's maybe not also speaking for Tyson Fury is his new trainer, who is basically a novice to the sport. And there's some bizarre story how Tyson Fury picked his trainer, who is, how old is he? 25 or something. And
25, yeah.
And yeah, do you think that is going to be a factor in this fight, that he doesn't have a quality experienced trainer in his corner?
Well, you do realize Freddie Roach is going to be in that corner on fight night.
Yeah, but how much time has he had with Fury?
Here, come on. Tyson Fury has... He's fighting at an IQ level that's off the charts. All he needs is for Freddie Roach, if Freddie Roach sees something that from the outside, to relay that to Tyson Fury for Tyson to exploit, and that's it. What would he learn in this training camp from his uncle Peter that he doesn't already know? What can he learn now that he didn't already know before he beat Vladimir Klitschko? All he needs now is someone to hold the pads, and he needs someone to be a second set of eyes in the ring on the night. That's what he really needs. He's been boxing his whole life, Nino. It's not something that would be... There's nothing that he could learn in 3 months that he doesn't already know. Mm-hmm. I think it's more important to have a cool head in the corner, the likes of Freddie Roach, that can pinpoint something out and relay that to Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury can exploit it. We already know what the game plan is going to be from Tyson Fury. Like, is anyone under the illusion that Tyson Fury's going to come out, go forward, and drop the bombs? No, we know he's going to be on the back foot. We know he's going to be awkward. We know he's going to be slippery. We know he's going to slide along the ropes, and he's going to frustrate Deontay Wilder. That's what he's done his whole career, aside from when he wanted to put a O against the likes of Steve Cunningham and that other guy, Nikolai Panjic, was that his name?
Pajkic.
Yeah, you know, when he got into fights like that and he just wanted to go to war. Yeah, but we've seen time and time again when he wants to be slippery and he wants to be awkward and when he wants to be jerky, he does that, and he's very frustrating to get in there with, and he's well able to move around. So it kind of, look, even though he's such a big man, he does move so well. So that's something that Deontay Wilder won't have really experienced before. He's never really been in there with someone the same of a similar build that can also move pretty well. That's going to present a lot of problems. You know, there's a lot of questions that Deontay Wilder needs to answer. And, you know, if he comes out, if he beats a top of the line Tyson Fury looking good, I think there are no real questions over Deontay Wilder. But, you know, if you ask me, this is it's a win-win for Tyson Fury. If he wins, yeah, he beats Deontay Wilder. He's back on top of the world. If he loses, well, he just came off the couch a couple of months ago. He can't really lose. But Deontay Wilder, if he loses, he beat to a guy who had massive depression, who blew up to 400 pounds and came back. It's not going to be a good look for him if he loses this fight, unless Tyson Fury goes in there and looks absolutely superb.
True. But another thing that people want to know is, can Tyson Fury dunk a basketball? Is he athletic?
I'm sure he can, because it won't take him. When you're 6'9", you don't have to jump very high to dunk a basketball, man.
Right, because I saw a video of Deontay Wilder just shot yesterday or something in the lead up to the fight, and he was there with winter coat and all that, and he dunked easily. Unlike Anthony Joshua, who was in full sporting gear and was looking really, really clumsy when he tried to dunk a basketball at 6'6". So, I don't know.
Well, then it's a good thing that we're not doing a basketball dunk contest and we're doing a boxing contest.
True, but it's funny because Fury calls Wilder basketball player all the time. So maybe that's where his true talent lies, you know?
You know what? At the end of the day, he's achieved more than anyone really expected him to. So, you know, you got to give the boy some credit.
True. But let me now ask you for your official prediction. We have to go on the record for this.
You already know. It's going to be Tyson Fury clear decision. I'm going something like 116, 112 in the US.
So in reality, more like 119, 110 or 118?
I'll give Wilder a rounder. Yeah, I'll give Wilder a rounder too. I think he'll probably get a rounder too. He'll have his moments, probably.
Some shaky moments for Fury or?
I'm going to say no, but it's definitely possible. I think if there's shaky moments, Wilder has to close the show. I'll put it to you this way. If there's shaky moments and Wilder doesn't win this fight, that's a black mark on Deontay Wilder. Because if he has Tyson Fury on shaky legs, he needs to close the show. What's he been doing all these months if he can't close the show against Tyson Fury if he gets Tyson Fury on shaky legs?
I mean, he's a good finisher. So if he manages to wobble Fury, I expect him to close the deal. But we'll see. I mean, so you're going with a clear UD?
Yeah.
No corruption factor. So you don't think it will be close? Close enough to actually...
No, I don't think it will be close. You never know. They might try and have a corruption factor, but you know, I think Tyson Fury's been pretty dominant when he's been boxing. So even though I don't think the fight with Klitschko was as close as the scorecard suggested, he still clearly won the fight.
Yeah, but it was really hard to judge because there were like sometimes 6 to 4 landed punches in the round or something like that. So.
But let's be honest, your boy lost. Stop being salty, man.
True. But my prediction is I have to actually go with Wilder for this one, just because. Yeah, all the factors that I mentioned previously, Fury losing the weight, not having any top-level experience in 3 years. And also, yeah, because I just think that also in his bum fights that he had with Pianeta and not too much against Teferi, but even against a guy like Pianeta, sometimes he got caught when he was leaning against the ropes, and he actually also got countered with a pretty good counter shot, but because it was Pianeta, it didn't have an effect. So I think at some point Fury could get caught, and if Wilder is able to do that, then he should probably finish the show. Until then, probably Wilder will lose pretty much every round. But you know, with Wilder, it only takes one right shot to get the whole thing going, and then you know he'll start windmilling and throw all those crazy punches, and that could be probably the end. But of course, I'm not rooting for Wilder because I think he's an idiot. I'll be more than happy to be proven wrong in this one, you know. So that's my prediction. Oh, but Paddy, I think Willard has regained access over the show again. It seems like he found out the password that I changed. Oh, I think we'll have to go now, Paddy.
No!
Hello, hello. Hey, can y'all hear me? I hope everybody, I don't know what the fuck just happened. We got tirated by a snooze fest. Our boys from the other side of the pond, Nino and Paddy, jumping in, hijacking the show, man. But let me get back to what the fuck we were talking about. We're talking about the fight of the year. Could be. We're talking about America versus the UK. Bronze Bomber. But before we go, before we get to anybody, you know, I got to bring my man, the co-host with the most. You know, these guys come on here trying to, you know, take over the show or whatnot. But me and RC are the tag team champions, and it's for a reason, because we bring it to you raw and real. We're not like Paddy, giving reasons why his guy's going to get knocked out. RC, my man RC from the Central Valley of California. RC, what's popping, man? Big fights this weekend.
Man. I'm just chilling right now. I told you I was a little hyped up about this whole preview show that we're going to have with the involving predictions and everything. But goddamn, I did not expect more zombies. You know, Brandon Rios just had a fight not too long ago after getting knocked the fuck out by Danny Garcia. And I thought that was the Walking Dead. But now we got Nino Chelik, Paddy Cronin, the quote-unquote international player coming on. OTG fam, always good to hear from them, but at the same time, when I do hear from them, I'm not going to lie to you. I felt like taking my shoes off and grabbing a blanket and getting my cozy pillow and curling up and taking a nap. But it's good to hear from them. I've been in contact with guys like Kevin Blatt, obviously D, Janelle, Simon, everybody from the OTG fam. And this is that big of a fight to where we all can kind of get back on the same wavelength and give our perspective on such a prestigious heavyweight fight that is really great for boxing. So, shout out to Nino and Paddy. Good to hear from those guys. But the B team is out and the A team is here. You know, when you go to the strip club about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, you got the C team and the B team over there, but now you got the main players. And, I'm just chilling right now, Willa. That was a really crazy hijack that they had. And I can't say that I'm surprised on anything other than the fact that Nino Chelik is trying to take the sneaky way out to say, oh, you know, if Wilder wins, well, I kind of thought he would because of the layoff, blah, blah, blah. But if Fury wins, then, you know, Chelik's going to be jumping off the walls. But it doesn't surprise me one bit. But, Willa, it's good to hear from you, my man. I'm just chilling. You know how hyped I've been today. So I'm ready to go. This is the fight of the year, in my personal opinion, between Wilder and Fury. So I'm ready to rock and roll, my brother. Let's get it.
Let's get it, man. And we're going to do another surprise. We got another old school partner on the line, got a new Jay. So he's trying to jump in real quick. Probably we're going to go to him. He's probably not going to be on the line, or he's not going to have any idea what fight we're talking about. Who knows
I'm
what's
going
to happen,
you.
But we're going to my boy D because he's on the time limit. I told him we'd get to him. D, man.
Yeah, yeah.
What's been going on, man? How you see the fight? Let us know your prediction. How you see it going? Hey, RC. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to it. I tried to go to him. We saw. We tried. We knew what was going to happen. We should have bet something on it, but that is what it is. Oh,
I was not betting, bro.
Big
I'm sorry.
Fucking
I've
fight
been fooled
coming.
Once. Not gonna happen twice.
Yeah. Big fight coming on, man. We got Wilder Fury talking about two big ass motherfuckers fighting, getting it done in the ring. Two undefeated fighters, man. And the press conference today was crazy. You had these guys talking. You saw Wilder at his fiercest. You saw a little contact. You saw a lot of pushing and shoving. Hey, it's about to go down. I'm very excited for this fight, RC. I'm thinking about maybe even having a party at the crib. We'll see. It'll be a last minute, so it won't be a party, just a get-together. We'll see how that happens. But I'm looking forward to it, man. As you can hear with Patty, there's a lot of, you know, everybody's trying to make these excuses, but Fury isn't making these excuses. Fury says he's the best. He's felt the best. This is the best camp ever. You know, it doesn't matter that he went through four trainers, you know, which I think is, you know, that's a little funny, but he says he's ready. He says he's feeling good, and he says he's going to come and knock Deontay Wilder out, which I think is very telling because everybody, like Patty, everybody knows that he's not coming to knock anybody out. He's going to be running around trying to outbox him. You know, when I look at Fury's record, I see Klitschko, excellent name. Then I see Konyeda, Zafiri, Hammer, Chisora. Yeah, Chisora, pretty good. All right. Abel, Cunningham, Steve Cunningham, you know, little dude. I guess that's the name. You know, Fury hasn't really shown me that much. I think Fury is a excellent fighter. I don't know if he's an excellent fighter, but he's a really good fighter, and he's very awkward. So he gets this boost, and he talks a good game. He gets this boost on what some would call, I don't know if he is, but some would call great white hype-ish. You know, when you look at what he's done, he's actually really done not too much of anything but beat an old-ass Vladimir Klitschko, right? Which he did that. You know, but he, like, outboxed and barely, like Nino said, barely outpunched, you know, an old guy, right? That was a good win, great win, but that really wasn't anything spectacular. We hyped it up. Everybody hyped it up because Klitschko was, you know, the reigning dominant champion, right? But when you just look deep down into his resume, it don't look that great for somebody to be praised as much about his boxing skill as he has. You know, Wilder not, you know, he doesn't have any big names either, but all he's doing is, but everybody has the same thing. They're all getting knocked the fuck out, you know? And I believe that's what's going to happen, man. I see Wilder very angry, very upset, wanting this. But at the same time, when you look at him, you know, during his, you know, on Instagram or when they're showing him, you know, playing basketball, which Nino mentioned, dunking around, he's very loose, you know. I think this is going to be very bad for Fury, and I think they're going to have, their people are going to be able to make, the excuses are already coming, as we heard with Patty. There's going to be a reason why the layoff and whatnot and all this, but, you know, Fury isn't making those excuses, so I don't want to hear shit about those excuses, man. But before I make my official prediction, I want to take it to you, RC. I want you to break it down, and then we'll get to the fam, see what the rest of the fam has to say about the fight. Oh, yeah. And before you get to it, to all the Fury guys, everybody, y'all are allowing Fury to say that he is the lineal champion. Y'all are allowing this, even though we know that he's not. I think Nino said former lineal champion, and that would be the correct way to do it. But everybody is letting him say that he is the lineal champion. So when he gets knocked out, I'm not making my prediction, but if he gets knocked out, if he loses, do not let Anthony Joshua come back and say he was not. You know what I'm saying? Make sure this is for the lineal championship. Do not try to bullshit Wilder out of it because he beat your guy, UK fan. But my bad, RC. I remembered that. Hey, let us know how you feel about this fight. You say it's the fight of the year. Let's see what's up.
Yeah, a good preference, though, a good put out there by you adding that one in, because there's going to be a lot of doors open to sneak out the back for Fury fans or just Wilder haters, whichever one you want to put it as, because, as you know, Will, I'm a Fury fan, and I've always been on the archive record for talking about how Wilder can be where he's at right now if we consider him a late bloomer. And it seems that way from, you know, fixing a 12-round decision with Bermain Stiverne to a first-round knockout and doing the unthinkable that I thought, which was stopping Luis Ortiz. Regardless of what happened in that seventh round, it doesn't matter. Got an extra minute. You just take that out of the equation. The record books get misty and things get forgotten about in the history books. So a W is a W, an L is an L. Bottom line. But looking at this fight, I've been thinking about it all day. It to me is the fight of the year, because the fight of the year was considered to be Canelo Golovkin Part 2, which was a very entertaining fight for the most part, even though I really had no care for it, but very entertaining fight. You know, if you look at the Vegas odds for this one, you got Wilder at minus 155 and you got Fury at plus 145. The difference of it all is if you look at the percentage, or not the percentage, but the numbers wise given by Vegas, because, you know, Willa, you know Vegas, they ain't making those big buildings and none of that stuff. T-Mobile just didn't come from money that they're trying to make back. That's not bad money that they're chasing with good money. It's actually the profit when it comes to betting. If betting was so easy, we all be rich. But if you look at if you were to bet on Deontay Wilder knocking out Tyson Fury, you're looking at plus 380. So you bet $100, you went 380. Or 390, one of the two. I'm not sure what it is off the top of my head. I don't have it written down on my notes here, but I know, you know, it's at that range. So Vegas is telling us that this one's going 12. And I could see that happening, because we've seen Duhapis go some rounds with Wilder. We've seen Eric Molina go some rounds with Wilder. But the Wilder that I seen against Luis Ortiz was not the Wilder from the Eric Molina fight, not the Wilder from the first to eight rounds with Spilka, which a lot of people want to undermine as not being a really good win. I think that was a good win for Wilder that people kind of undermine. But Vegas is telling us something different. Now, I don't have a herd mentality, and I don't let anybody judge what I'm thinking about my predictions for anything, whether it be football, basketball, boxing, anything all in together. You know, I definitely see Fury as you didn't want to give him the label of a great fighter. But when you talk about the skill set that he has, probably the most skilled heavyweight in the division next to Luis Ortiz, Fury is definitely going to be off the back foot, slipping around, as Irish Paddy Cronin alluded to. And I could see that definitely being his style, because Fury, you know, for anybody to bet a big amount of money on Fury to knock Wilder out, you're going to be a rich man. Hell, his partner, Billy Joe Saunders, bet $90,000 on him to win this fight. You know, and I see the revenue coming in right now. I know that ticket sales are ridiculous and whatnot, but what happened today, when you mentioned about the press conference they had, you had Fury slipping side ear to side ear in front of Wilder's face, and he is putting his finger up like he is going to, you know, talk him down, accidentally poked him in the eye a little bit, and that's when, you know, a little bit of all hell broke loose. It seemed more serious today than it was the press conferences that we had before. And that's a good thing. It really seemed like the animosity was real, instead of these guys just WWE selling a fight, because we knew that that's what they were kind of trying to push off from the jump with the way that Wilder likes to talk and the way that we know Fury can drop some pipe bombs when it comes to giving that man a microphone. But all bullshit aside, inside the ropes, what is going to happen come this Saturday? Gut feeling tells me that Fury's not getting out inside 12. I don't want anybody to think that whatever I'm saying is going to sway any sort of decision that they got with somebody, whether it's a clear-cut bet, who wins, who loses, who gets knocked out, what draw, decision, anything like that. I think that Fury will definitely give Wilder some problems early on. And when I mean early on, I mean first, second, third round early on. I don't think that Fury will be able to maintain his style, showing off his footwork and all that, because, you know, when we look about how big Fury was and how much weight he cut, that's a hell of an accomplishment for somebody to lose that much weight and to get back in fighting shape at that. That's a hell of an accomplishment, especially for a man of his stature. It's not like somebody my size or, you know, with somebody's Willis size working to cut weight. You're about 6'9", man. That takes a lot of oomph to get out of bed and put in the work. And he's definitely put in the work, got a couple of tune-up fights. And I think it's enough tune-up fights to get to where we see the well-tooled and well-oiled machine get to work in high gear that it needs to get to, because he's definitely going to need to be in high gear to take out Deontay Wilder. And if you look at what we talked about last Sunday about, you know, is this mind games for trying to get in Wilder's head with Joshua wanting to fight all of a sudden, telling Eddie Hearn to make it happen? But it goes both ways for both fighters. Will it be a big fight with Wilder? Fuck yeah. Will it be a big fight with Fury? Oh, of course. Not in America, but, you know, over there, that'll be a huge fight. So it goes both ways for both guys. They got a lot at stake right now. The last thing I want to see is the draw, and I think that's what Vegas is kind of betting on. And I think that if you're going to be putting any coin on it or just having a relevant type of decision with some sort of conviction, that's what you're going to be looking for. But I see Deontay Wilder opening up. And if he gets caught opening up, like Patty says, that's fine. It's not going to be anything that's going to devastate Deontay Wilder, because I don't think anybody's going to hit Deontay Wilder harder than Luis Ortiz did with high volume like Luis Ortiz did. You know, styles make fights for more than just stylistic of what they put in front of you. Luis Ortiz definitely had a style, but he was at high volume a little bit more than we've seen when he was just attacking the body after he was taking some shots up top. He was getting in his bag. He was digging in there. I really don't have a dog in this fight, because being an American, I'm pulling for Deontay Wilder. Being a boxing fan, I'm pulling for Deontay Wilder, because I want to see Wilder versus Joshua. And if he can win this fight, that's what's going to happen coming forward. It might not be next, but it's definitely going to be something for 2019. And Fury, hey, this is something you might be able to make a movie out of for everything that he's overcome and faced. But when it comes down to it, dotting my I's and crossing my T's, I think that Deontay Wilder please stop Tyson Fury within 9 rounds. And that's me being generous, because the gut feeling that I spoke on, that I really feel, I think that it won't go past 6. Anybody who's worked out with any kind of boxing method, working a heavy bag and shit like that, you move around as much as Tyson Fury, it's going to take more energy out. I mean, if not equally as much to the punches that you're throwing. And we know Fury's going to be moving around like a motherfucker to stay away from Deontay Wilder and the devastating power that that man possesses. So, speaking from the center ground, unlike Paddy Cronin and unlike the there's no conviction in what Nino Chelik said. He sounded like a Cowboy fan going into this game with the Saints. Like, I'm a fan, but, you know, he's probably not going to win. So he knows what time it is. I got Deontay Wilder inside 9. I can't give you a round or anything like that. I just don't see a guy like Tyson Fury going 12 rounds, avoiding so much devastation for that long and that period of time. You know, because losing weight, a motherfucker, that's a hell of an accomplishment, as I said, especially for a professional athlete at the heavyweight division. When you're at that stature, it's a motherfucker. But when you lose so much, you don't gain what you were at a prime level. Like when he fought Vladimir Klitschko, was Fury outlandish and things like that? Of course, he was good on the mic. But when he beat Vladimir, he went to another level. At the pubs, concerts, wilding out with Coke. You know, he became the lineal champion. And, you know, this is consistency for me at the same time, because this is not some fucking conviction that I could put where it's out of left field. I told you before, Willa, there is no comeback story that I think will be greater than what you were when you were at the pinnacle. And I think Fury reached his pinnacle, and trying to get back up there, if you climb the tall mountain and you got to the top and went back down, when you try to make that climb again, you have those doubts in your mind to, well, we got this close. I don't need to get all the way up there. It took way too much out. And I think that's what Fury's going to come to grips with, as we call in boxing, going to that dark place. And the problem with that is he can have a flashlight handy with an extra battery. But we talk about Deontay Wilder. And we all know the lack of skill that he possessed coming up, and we knew about the weak level of opposition. But what he did to Luis Ortiz really struck me. You know, I had a lot of negative feedback from my boys out in the 305, especially from the Ortiz camp, from people that I have close to, when I picked Wilder to win that fight. And I really think that Wilder showed me a lot that fight. And for this fight moving forward, it's Tyson Fury is an A-level boxer, just boxing brain, then Luis Ortiz is a B+. It's not that far of a drop-off. And, yeah, Ortiz was there because he wants to fight. Now, Fury coming to America can't bring that same shit that he had with Vladimir, you know. But Vladimir was part to blame, so it's not all on Fury. But the skills that he has, if he wants to try his best imitation of Muhammad Ali on the ropes and all that good stuff, I expect to see some of it. But everybody got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. The only problem with Deontay Wilder is you don't need to get punched in the mouth to have a change of game plan. It could be on the top of your head. It could be the nose. It could be the cheek. It could be something on the side or back of the head that fucks up your equilibrium. So all it takes really is just one connection from Deontay Wilder, and with the reach and everything that man obtains, it's hard for me to bet against that. Vegas is saying 390 or whatever, so if you bet $10 on it, you could win 100. So I'm going with the technical stoppage by the referee, and I'm saying it's going to go inside 9 rounds. And for everything that I just said, that's my word. Do I have the biggest conviction of that, or am I saying a 12-round is out of the realm of possibility? Absolutely not. But and that's my word. That's my prediction. And just to put it out there real quick, because I got a notification from my man Kevin Black, Outsiders Boxing Podcast, New England correspondent. He's a little busy right now, wanted to join the show and make it an old-school reunion. As a lot of people know, he's been backing Deontay Wilder for a very long time, proving a whole lot right from people that said that Wilder would not reach such heights. He's calling 4th-round knockout by Deontay Wilder. That makes me a little bit more confident in my pick being inside 9. I'm not going inside 4, but I'm going inside 9, Willa. And I can't give a full round on it just because I know how much technical ability that Tyson Fury obtains.
Well, there you have it. We got two picks. RC within nine, not making a real pick. They're saying something about 12 rounds. I don't know. Sounds a little Nino-y, Patty-y to me. But
here we got I'm inside nine.
Okay, so let's go ahead. Let's take it to my man Janelle. Janelle had a fight not too long ago. Janelle, what's been popping, man? How you been doing? How you see the fight, man? Let it break it down for us.
I'm getting ready for Ireland on December 6th. But as for this fight, I'll say right now, if it was the same Fury before his layoff, I would pick Fury in this fight. But it's not. Fury's not the same fighter. He fought a couple of bumps since he's been back. I give him props for taking on the most dangerous man in the heavyweight division. I'll definitely give him props for that. I see him really outboxing a Wilder. He's gonna box ears off. He's going to confuse him. And he's got Wilder pissed, and Wilder's going to go looking for knockouts. And that's why he's going to get outboxed and picked off. It's not going to be anything to actually hurt Wilder. I really see Wilder catching him by like the 9th, 10th round, probably 11th round. He's going to catch him, and then after that, he's going to stay on him because Wilder has a killer instinct. He's going to stay on him. And I'm picking a late round knockout. Not a stoppage, a knockout. I don't think he's going to continue that. After Wilder continues to catch him and then stays on him. But as far as RSC saying about how Wilder can get knocked out in 5 rounds, I don't see that happening. Because one thing you got to know, Fury's the bigger, taller man. And it's not like Wilder's a body puncher. And when you're swinging up, a lot of velocity is taken away. It's not the same power as you're swinging. If you're swinging parallel, if you're swinging down. So a lot of velocity is taken away. So I don't know how anybody could pick a 5th round knockout.
Inside, the 4th round knockout was called by Kevin Black. I'm saying 9, so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Kevin Black then. I mean, when you're swinging upward, I mean, a lot of velocity is taken away. And Fury doesn't fight small. He doesn't fight small. But again, I mean, I really see Fury getting caught in the later rounds. After he's going to be winning a majority of the fight, where it's going to look like it's going to be easy, a victory for him. But he's going to get clipped because Wilder's going to keep on swinging. He's going to keep on swinging with his athleticism. And power comes with speed. He's going to catch him eventually. I don't know if it's going to be Fury. It's just going to be too comfortable after a while, but he's going to get caught. I don't see him going 12 rounds not getting clipped. You know, he's going to get caught, and it's going to be murder, she wrote, because then you know, he's going to get back up, and then Wilder's going to stay on him and drop him again. It's going to be over, just like how the Ortiz fight was. I really see it like that. So I'm going Wilder, 10th, 11th round knockout.
Bang, bang. There you have it from Janelle, 10th or 11th. So we're going to go with 11 on for Janelle, man. Let's take it to my man, JP. Listening to JP, while I was watching the press conference, you know, every time Wilder got up there and started talking, I just would cringe, man. It's like, what the hell does he be talking about? He can't keep the same, like, train of thought the entire time. So he starts talking about something, then he like jumps to something else, but he says the same shit over and over again, and he talks for, Fury sits up there and talks for 2 minutes. This fool talks for about an hour. It was like, come on, man. He needs to just keep it simple. I'm going to my man JP out there in Inglewood. JP, man, how you see the fight? You know me and you, I'm saying about these guys out here. What's been popping, man? How you been doing? And let's break it all down for us, my man.
Man, all is well over here, my brother. Man, I'm off this Girl Scout cookie. Have y'all ever had that real Girl Scout? Look at that shit.
Yeah,
fire.
the one that they delivered to the house is like $5 or something. I had a couple of them.
Nah, bro, I'm talking about that strand player. I'm talking about that weed.
Oh.
I'm talking about.
Okay.
Never mind. But it's a strand. It's a strand. Those out there listening know what it is. But
yeah. We know what those Girl Scout cookies are. Yes, sir.
This is new to me.
But yeah, I'm really debating on whether or not, first, I'll debate on whether or not, if the shit is genuine or not. So we knew coming into this thing, these guys were friends. You know, I don't know if I'd say friends, but they were associates with no bad blood between them. You see Wilder
Real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but just real quick to put this one out there. I remember when they first had the press conference, they had them both sitting in the back, and people were like, on Twitter was going crazy. Like, if you think this is a real fight, look at them backstage. They're hanging out laughing. But if you've seen the full clip, they were, it started off like, why is he back here? Like, oh, well, this is just a setup before we get out there. And they kind of, you know, had a little bit of a, you know, just for people who, you know, probably didn't see that extra part of them hanging out and being friends and stuff, just putting that one out there.
Well, I don't know. I know they had jumped in the ring way prematurely at some point. I think Fury jumped in the ring after the Spilka fight, I think it was. And that was, at that point, premature. And here we are today. I see Wilder out of character. Now, you can take him being out of character in a lot of different branches. But the one I choose to kind of go with is, like, is it genuine or not? Are we selling a fight that's not really, allegedly, not selling that well? You have a lot of seats left, allegedly. I don't know this for a fact. But, you know, so Wilder, yeah, you know, Wilder extra geeked up, out of character. And Fury, you know, I didn't see the whole thing. Of course, I'm just watching the clip, and the clip that's out there about a minute long. But Wilder is definitely out of character. Don't get into the fight, you know, I think the fight can only dwell in two universes. It can either be a horrible, fucking terrible fight that Fury wins, or a knockout victory for Wilder. So it basically comes down to who do you think's gonna have it their way? Because I can't see Wilder winning rounds. I can't see Wilder winning seven rounds. So that said, this is almost, Wilder literally almost has to knock this man out or really hurt him badly in like two rounds. So, you know, we got Fury losing the weight, and that's something good to point out. That's a caveat to hold. But I don't know, man. At the end of the day, I'm kind of on the fence with my pick. I will say that when I'm making my pick, I'm going to say, Wilder has to, like...
Hey, don't get on here, cool.
Go to the...
Let him make his pick. Stop questioning a man's blackness. We don't do that.
Oh,
here.
Shit. Damn, I gotta pick. See, I was going to get to that after my... I'm going to take Wilder in 11, but here's the thing. Wilder has to go to the body or something, man. So look, we got to see the Bermain Stiverne 1 Deontay Wilder. That Wilder was working behind a jab. He had like a fucking a three punch. He would stay behind a three jabs and at times and had a double jab and worked down to the body every now and then with a spear to the body. We got to see this guy put together something. He can't be out here on some Frankenstein shit like he been and think he going to catch an elite level like a guy who's really fucking slippery with long-ass arms and taller than you. That's a lot of things that work against you. So that said, though, I'm going to take Wilder by knockout in 11 or TKO or one or the other. I'm going to go and say I'm taking both of those things. I think it's all right. But here's the thing I want to talk about. I did see a clip on Twitter where they was doing this count of how many times Tyson Fury called Deontay Wilder a dosser. Now, does anybody know what a dosser is? Anybody?
No, I have no idea. Is that a dog or a horse? I don't know.
No. So there's not really a true definition, so I've looked it up. Hold on. I can give y'all the general. I just want to be definitely sure. It's a lazy person. a bum, a hobo, a street person, a vagrant, a homeless tramp. So this is what this man is calling this man over and 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 over again, and none of us know what that shit means. So, you know, you fuck with a nigga like me, you can't even play on that fence too much with me. So
good research, by the way. That's a good intel for sure. Because he did say something about sweeping his chimney too one time. I did catch that.
And
I definitely know he said something about that one of the times.
Sweeping his
chimney. He said,
chimney.
This guy be sweeping my chimney or something like that. I swear, that's exactly what he said.
That's crazy.
That's the thing. People let it slide.
Oh,
and you're like, hey, I just, hey, he definitely said that, man. in that first thing. He said, this guy be sweeping my chimney. I was like, what? F. Wood just said, chimney sweep?
That's funny as a motherfucker.
Got him.
That's funny as shit.
Hey.
Yeah, and he's repeatedly saying, this dude, he works for me. Don't worry about it. And, you know, and everybody's like, what the fuck? And but this Dosser shit. Oh, he's a Dosser. Dosser. You know, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? That's some British shit. Don't worry about it. Nah, nigga.
Yeah.
This shit got a connotation to it. And that's all it is, bro. That's
yeah, we need
a,
yeah,
that's
we need
all
to
I got
ask
to
Nino
say.
About that, Willa.
Yeah, yeah, we need to figure that out, man. So we had my boy JP with Wilder and 11, but he too is on the fence, man. Let's try this again, man. We're gonna take it to this guy D. He says he's ready to go. Then 518, we'll go to you after D. We're gonna see what the fuck this guy. Let's say you want to bet. You think he's gonna be on the line? Is he going to be talking about some other fight?
I'm not
what do you think is going to be happening?
I'm not betting nobody.
All right, let's see, man. Let's go, my boy D from the
843.
Grinding, baby, grinding. What's happening? Yeah.
What's going
hey,
on, man?
Hey.
This is D from the 843.
Right, yeah. That's
good, man.
Hey, man, look.
Hey, give it to us. Break it down, man.
I've been waiting so long. You know I've been a wild
yeah,
fan
us,
for so
yeah,
long.
Yeah.
For so long. You know, ain't number one other fight I want to see after he take care of Saturday night. And I believe everybody talking these later rounds. You know, Black said five.
Uh-oh.
I'm thinking,
Black
okay,
four.
This dude is angry. He's going to blast his ass out of the inside three. I'm trying to tell you, man, this ain't going to be that competitive because it ain't going to be going long. This man hates. I think he really dislikes Fury, man. Along with the fallout with Joshua and all that shit. I think he's going to take it out. I think he is going to release the Kraken on Fury ass.
The Kraken. No. Hey, I feel that. Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
What
round
and,
you
know you've been
talking
down
about? Are you talking about first round or what? Second round? What you got?
I say inside three rounds.
Damn.
Now, I will say this.
So what is that,
I've known to be wrong.
That,
I've known to be wrong. If he lets
yeah.
and starts fighting Fury fight. Now we're talking something different, but I ain't going with that right there. I refuse to even entertain that thought right there. So... Now we're talking something different. Fury could outbox him. You know? But I don't see that scenario happening. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
No, I'm with you. No, I'm with you. I definitely, I hear you on that, man.
You know?
You
the speed and the athleticism, man. The speed and athleticism. When people can learn. This man, ain't nobody in the division today can fuck with it. I've been saying it for 6 years. I heard the Nino, they go eventually, but this him and Nino,
yeah,
though,
but,
I mean,
yeah, but,
him and
hey,
Nino go find another reason.
Hold up, wait a minute. What about all the rounds that he got with fucking Duhapis bum ass? Like, I mean, come on, man.
He could catch him late. He could catch him late. He could catch him late, like Ortiz and the other cats. You know what I'm saying? He got late. I don't see it, dude. I think he... has some serious animosity towards Fury for all the insults and, you know, I seriously don't think he likes him like as a person, with all the insults, you know. And I think the layoff is gonna fuck up Fury. The layoff is gonna fuck him up. Two fights wasn't enough. He needed at least four fights. Who'd he fight? He liked to, quick to call bums. I never even heard of these two people that he fought to come back to. And you
bums
know, it's all gonna show, man. It's all gonna show, man. I can't wait. I'm going to Atlanta to meet up with Syme. We could party. We could party this weekend right here, man. So
I feel that. Well, yeah, man. Hey, we appreciate you hitting in. Appreciate you hitting in.
Definitely.
Let's go to 518. There you had it, D, with the inside three. I can see, hey, he is mad. And, you know, he has been low-key calling them nigger, I believe. So, as JP's meant, put
just whoa,
put
whoa,
there.
Whoa,
whoa. 518.
Whoa, man.
You're on the Outsiders Boxing Podcast. What's popping, man? What's going on?
Mm. 518, talk to us, man. What's going on? Don't be shy, bro. Hey, maybe that wasn't the best way to.
It must be one of these calls. Let's bring JP and Janelle back in. Anything, fellas, y'all want to wrap up with the fight? You know. Oh yeah, let me make my pick. Hold on.
I ain't made my pick, man. Come on.
Hey, yeah. So as everything's been said, you know, I've been sitting back and just figuring out when did I want to make the knockout prediction, because that's what's gonna happen. As D clearly stated, hold on, man. I'm not like these other guys talking about around and within. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put it right on the dot. So I'm just thinking, when am I going to do it, you know? I know I've seen this guy. He's upset. You know, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Last time a guy got upset and they said, you know, he got upset and it might be a bad thing, was Crawford and Benavidez, right? No, Benavidez. What was his name?
When he first
Crawford,
got mad.
When he slapped him, he tried to slap him.
Oh, yeah.
So
what was that,
Benavidez? Yeah. So he tried to slap Benavidez. People were like, oh, what's going to happen? And then he just punished him. Because, you know, there's some guys that when they get mad, you know, they punish people, and that's what Wilder said he
Crawford
wanted to
has
do.
Skills, though.
Yeah. It don't even matter. Bud Crawford has skills, but Wilder has that KO power, and I think he might be able to punish this guy. Like I think JP said, we've seen Wilder box. We've seen him stay behind the jab. We've seen him look like he's a competent boxer out there. We've also seen him just standing in the pocket, squaring up, and getting his head clean for a little bit. But, you know, like I said, I'm sitting back, I'm listening to JP throw out that, you know, he's been calling them this word that nobody knows, which probably means nigger. I'm remembering that he did, I'm 99.9% sure that he said this guy would be sweeping my chimneys. I'm 99.9% sure he said that. And I remember thinking, like, what the fuck? But I might have been on some OMG cookies or something like that. So I forgot all about it until JP just brought it up. And I remember that. I remember that for sure.
Did the kid bring
it? No. It wasn't a kid. This guy was of age. This guy was of legal age. So
I've never seen fully grown Girl Scouts cookie, man. But all right, go ahead, keep going.
These were OMGs, OMG cookies, I believe. Not Girl Scout cookies, but they're
probably
the same thing. But
they have the OMG.
But yeah, so I need to make my pick, and my pick is going to be this. I've got Wilder with the seventh round stoppage, a sleepage, not a TKO. A sleepage.
Hopefully Wilder could just – he could do some body work. We'll see. He doesn't really do it. Did a little bit with to Stavern, like you said. If he does any kind of body work, it's going to be over real. It's going to be over. And I can see him putting the beating on Fury. Fury lasting maybe three or four rounds looking good, and then started to catch just a beating and get it knocked out in the seventh round, man. So that's our official picks, man. We've made them all. So let's get into a little free form. Bring back in JP and Janelle. RC,
hey, Willa,
you too.
That's a couple of things. Are y'all talking about how Wilder against Stavern worked behind his jab? Which I got to know, that was a human punching bag. Fat, chubby, stood right there. That's never Fury standing in front of you like that. So don't expect don't expect that. Come on, man. Stavern is a fucking slob. That's not Fury. Fury has footwork. He has classic boxing skills. And he's 6'9". So, of course, Wilder will look like a superb boxer against Stavern.
Exactly. But I just said he was confident at boxing. I didn't say he looked superb. I just said he was confident that he can do it.
Against a human punching bag.
So he can do it.
Against a human punching bag, who wouldn't? Against a human punching bag. I mean, that's not – hey, don't expect Fury to stand there all night. That's not going to happen.
I don't. I expect him to wear down in the fourth or fifth and start getting beat up behind the jab.
Dude, hey, man, my biggest worry is
and
that
one
this
thing
fight
also
looks fucking terrible. The fight could look atrocious with Fury landing.
I doubt it because
a six jab.
I doubt it because Wilder is
doing all kind of antics and shit.
Well, I don't think so because Wilder is so dangerous and Fury knows that. So Fury knows he's got to bring his A game. And I mean, even if he outboxes fucking Wilder for 12 rounds, Wilder's going to keep on swinging. He's going to keep
Fury
on his man's head off. So.
Fury can win a fight with the lowest impact of injury on a fighter.
Yeah,
he can win a fight. He don't have to hurt you at all to win a fight.
JP is just saying that.
Against Fury, he does. Against Fury, he does.
A-level Fury can be a boring-ass fight, for sure. That's definitely a possibility. A-level Fury, it could definitely be a boring-ass fight. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. That's what I was saying about the Vegas odds. Vegas is leaning towards betting on this one going 12.
Man, there's a difference between athleticism. Now, who did Fury beat to make him some all-time boxing god that can't be touched? You know, that's what I'm looking at. I'm just saying because that's what, you know, he's the supreme boxer and his foot movement is just so fast. And who did he beat that proved that happened? The most athletic guy he fought was Steve Cunningham, and Stephen Cunningham is a cruiserweight, ain't he? So, I mean.
He did dethrone Vladimir Klitschko, which you got to give him props for. Klitschko was on a run, and he dethroned him.
But that's not
and
an
athlete.
And his strength
that was
is
an athlete.
His strength is defense, so that you could say that plays Wilder plays right into his hand, being that Wilder is so one dimensional. So you know you can
and
say that
Wilder's
plays right.
Angry.
Into, yeah,
and that Wilder's angry, he's gonna throw even more haymakers. Yeah, I think it's a bad thing for Wilder.
Hey,
you made a comparison about how
Bud
Crawford was angry, but Bud Crawford is a skilled motherfucker. He was the most skilled guy out of that fight.
Yo, Janelle, real quick, let me ask you this, because you're in a fight game, and this is something well known. If you get inside somebody's head to where you get them mad, it goes in any sport, football, basketball, whatever. When you get inside someone's head and make them mad, though, wouldn't that direct them towards making some mistakes in a fight that you want them to make by making them angry in the first place?
And especially if you're not the more skilled guy. You know what I mean? It's like with Bud Crawford. Okay, Bud Crawford was the more.
And you're talking about him making
exactly.
Him mad, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. And that's his best way of winning the fight, is making him throw haymakers, making him miss those haymakers, and making him punch himself out, and then popping him as he misses. And I'll make him miss and make him pay. And that's his best chance of winning the fight. You know what I mean? So it's like, I mean, it can't work against him because if he gets caught, he's going down. But you know, so on the same note, hey, if you could avoid those haymakers and get him to punch himself out fast, it's just going to be a 12-round pop shot. So, hey, I'm a double-edged sword.
I just sent that Dosser tweet to y'all. I just sent that Dosser tweet to you, RC, and Will. I sent it to both of y'all. But,
We've never seen Wilder tire out, you know. So this you know, we're just going to see. I guess we're all going to see. I think we all have it by knockout.
Everybody is tired. He has tired. Everybody loses
everybody
from
gets tired.
Everybody loses. He lost. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Fury doesn't load up.
But he hasn't.
If you watch Fury, he doesn't load up the shots.
But he hasn't. He hasn't tired
no,
out
no,
at
no.
all. I mean, you think everybody
down.
Has,
he
but he hasn't.
Down.
How does he slow
he has
down when he got
he
all knockout? Think about that.
That doesn't mean anything. At times, he still slowed down. At times. Everybody can slow down. Everybody can gas out. Gas out. You know what I'm saying?
But gas out.
Everybody can.
It
but
does. Doesn't it? I mean, if I get a knockout, I didn't gas out.
Not necessarily. There's some guys that have been gassed out and still won the fights on points. It happened before. Oh, De La Hoya was known for gassing. That's why he ran from Trinidad in that first fight.
Right. We're talking about knockout.
Down the stretch.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I'm talking about a guy gassing out and running around. I'm talking about how can I say how can you tell me I've gassed out when I've knocked out everybody? And the one guy
that
I did knock out,
anything.
I danced the whole time.
It doesn't mean.
I'm just saying.
It doesn't mean.
We haven't seen
he slowed down against Ortiz. Yes, you have. He slowed down against Ortiz.
He got popped. And then he bent back up and knocked him out. So he really didn't slow down. Got knocked out.
Are you telling me
he was dazed?
Are you telling me he didn't slow down?
The only time I could agree with what you're saying is when he first fought Bermain Stiverne, because how it was jab squad and wasn't, you know, come forward trying to knock you out Wilder that we always seen. That's probably the only time I could think of where.
Are you telling me he hasn't slowed down at all?
Is that what you told me?
He never slowed down the fight. Is that what you really told
me? I mean, hey, slow down. Yeah. He went from 98 to 96. He slowed down a little bit. I'm just talking about like you really slowed down. Like, yeah, everybody's going to get a little tired. You're not as fresh, so he wasn't as fresh.
I'm just saying.
He really,
if Fury can make him miss all
those
haymakers, if Fury make him miss those haymakers, he will get tired.
Like when,
if Fury can stay away from those haymaker bombs, if he can make him miss those shots,
Bevo,
again, it's a big if.
Did you watch the Bevo fight? Bevo, when he was fighting, was that last weekend? And the guy was blocking this. Who was he fighting? He fought, not Berto. What's the other nigga name?
Bevo.
I think we saying the same thing. So he was hitting this boy so hard that it was going through his guard and busting his eye. You know what I'm saying? That's how hard Wilder hits. It's not going to take that long. Fury isn't this dominant guy. We're hyping
saying,
this guy
Fury's
up
not
way too much.
Stand there and block his shots, though. I'm saying Fury's not expecting to stand
no,
there and block his
hit.
Shots. He's looking at
He's slow. He's
hey,
not
but,
as fast as we think.
I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
If he could avoid those shots,
again.
A Wilder will gash out against a big if. But
if
he gets
Wilder
him to miss those shots completely.
But you got Wilder by knockout. Or you wanted to change your pick? Or do you want to change your pick?
No, I'm giving a good analysis. Come on, I'm a boxer analyst, man. This is what I'm doing. I'm just saying.
You're coming from both
this
sides.
Is why Fury got under his skin. It could backfire. But if he's so angry as he is, if he's really that angry, it can backfire if you miss those haymaker bombs because you will tire out. I'm sorry. And that's what I'm saying.
I know some guys.
That's the only point I'm making.
When I was out there playing football and all that, and I'm screaming and hollering at somebody, that's when I'm at my hypest. You know what I'm saying? So you never can. You never really know. Some people, yeah, you get under their skin, but, you know, you just got to see how that plays out. And I don't think Fury. I know
hey,
Fury
hey,
is a boxer.
Well, on
the other side, boxing knowledge.
On the other side,
he always throws balls.
When I was playing football, playing DB, I'll be getting the receiver's head, and you know, false starts start happening, things like that. So yeah, it works both ways when it comes to that shit talk.
It's a double edged sword.
And getting a person mad, like you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just got to see how it goes. But we've never seen Wilder anything but cool, calm, and collective in there. So to think anything else is gonna come, it's just.
I won't say
comment. Janelle disagrees.
No.
There's plenty of times he threw bombs and missed some wild shots, and it's like
yeah,
damn,
yeah,
this guy's
yeah.
calm.
He's
Come on,
wild.
Stop that. Stop the bullshit.
No, he is calm. Being wild and being calm is two different things.
No,
so he's
calm.
Wild. He'll throw some wild ass punches, but he's gonna step back and he's in and out. He's an in and out guy. I mean, he's not really out here just. He's never been undisciplined in anything.
If he's calm against Fury, he has no chance of winning this fight. If he's calm against Fury, he has no chance of winning this fight. No chance at all. Because Fury will pick him off.
So when was he not calm against Ortiz? Like when was he? Like when was he? When was he just like out of control? That's what I'm saying. So
it was
plenty
of fights when he wasn't calm. He throwing some fucking crazy ass. Fucking 360 shots and shit.
That's when he's about to knock him out. That's when he's about to knock him out. We all know that. But I'm talking about before, though.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about one wild shot. He's not – when has he ever not been calm?
No, there's plenty of fights, man. I can't get him off the head. It was plenty of shit. It was plenty of fights.
We've
got 360 shots.
Hold up. No,
Real
quick. The one thing I will say about that one, though, where the wild shot turned against him.
Against Wilder. If he's calm and patient, he loses this fight.
Janelle, do you remember this? In that fight with Ortiz, when Wilder got sloppy, it happened early. Ortiz caught on to that because when he got sloppy in the later rounds, like six or it was probably between that when Ortiz had faked like he was getting touched by one of them wild shots.
No, I think Ortiz
got him
tired.
In a trap. He basically set a trap for him.
He's
so
a Cuban fighter. He's probably 60 years old. He's a Cuban fighter. He got tired.
The first one. Yeah,
he got tired. That's what happened
with
Ortiz,
though. The first one with Ortiz, he pulled back on it and nothing came. And when it happened again, he faked coming back on it to bait Wilder in and caught him with something on the inside. So, yeah, with that aggressiveness by Wilder, it's going to take a smart fighter to catch him with some shit like that.
If Wilder's calm and patient in this fight, he loses. He loses. He loses this fight if he's calm and patient. He loses.
Who you got, Janelle? What's your pick? Sounds like you're convincing yourself.
I have Wilder, but Leroy Knockers. I'm just saying, but if he's calm and patient in this fight, he could pull
How
off
is he
going to
get
round.
A late round knockout? How is he going to get a late round knockout if he's tired? What are you talking about? If he's going to punch himself out, how is he going to do this?
I still said if, man. I didn't say he wasn't going to get tired. I said if Alfredo makes him miss those bombs,
so
he will get gas.
Yeah, you're supposed to be on here proving your point, not somebody else's point.
Hey, come on. I made a point because you said about how if fighters get tired or whatever, they leave more dangerous. And I'm just saying it's a double edged sword.
No.
That's all I'm making.
Yeah, no,
I'm guess what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's
like with Foreman and Ali. I'm just saying, dog, this fight can go plenty different ways.
But this guy ain't Ali.
I'm furious in his head.
This guy isn't Ali, but he's hitting hard like Foreman. So we're going to see, man. We're going to see. I just want somebody to show me on Fury where Fury showed this elite skill. Who he showed elite skill? You just said
he moves like Norman Honeywell.
Yeah, you just said Ortiz.
He has skill.
You just said Ortiz was 60 years old, but Klitschko was what? You know, how old was Klitschko? How many fights did Klitschko have?
He was the man.
Like what?
He was the man, wasn't he? He was the man
at heavyweight. Now it's about the age.
On a 10-year dominant streak.
And what King Kong Ortiz was the guy nobody wanted to fight. So we got to either give credit to both guys fighting good old guys, or nobody gets credit for fighting old guys. We can't.
Ortiz wasn't in the same league.
And dude still don't want to fight Ortiz. Will
I mean, that's what
you're
saying. How do you know that?
What Ortiz do to them lower level dudes?
Ortiz is not in the same league as Klitschko was. I'm
Ortiz,
sorry. If that's
Ortiz
case,
would knock that would have knocked Klitschko out. Just right here, old or
Klitschko?
Old Klitschko.
He's done now,
but
I'm saying
fight.
Back in
that's
Fury
what I'm
beat
about
him
now.
He was the man at heavyweight.
Yeah.
and Ortiz would have beat him.
Oh, yeah, now, of course.
That's why
he
didn't
want to
fight.
He's laid off. He's done now.
No. I'm talking about
when,
then. I'm saying Ortiz would have beat him.
I don't think Ortiz beat Klitschko then. I don't think Ortiz
I like how people discredit Luis Ortiz, though, like he's just some old scrub when he's a dude that nobody want to see in the division. For real.
Yeah, it's funny.
He's a Cuban
fighter.
Old problem.
So who do you have? It's like you're finding something inside. I hear it, Janelle. Just go ahead and say it. You want to go with the UK guy.
Inside, man. I ain't fighting nothing inside, though. I'm just saying, it can backfire while they're so angry at him. It can backfire. And if Fury make him miss those shots and make him pay all night, it will be a 12-round point, a dull fight, if he's calm and collective, because that's not the way he wins this fight. If he's patient at Fury, come on, man. Fury's going to dance on him all night and make him look stupid. I'm sorry.
Because Fury danced on who? Why are we saying this? Who has Fury danced on with anybody in Fury's box? Who has he with any kind of speed? Who has he shown? I'm looking at it. There's nobody. Hammer, Chisora, Abel, Cunningham. Cunningham is going to be his fastest guy, but he's a cruiserweight.
And
Kevin Johnson.
And we seen Tyson.
Are you telling me that Fury pose no problems?
Hey. And we've seen Tyson
Fury
fight
that
hey, himself.
I might want to change my pick
the best
to round
heavyweight
two.
Right now.
No, I think
hey, four,
hey,
guys,
that's
six,
what
nine,
they say.
Like
Janelle.
That?
Janelle, have you ever
uppercut
your
head? Yeah. You ain't lying, Willa.
Yeah,
it's
an illusion. It's not. It's not impressive. If he got one win,
well, got that
got, like
here,
Wilder
man.
Said,
he
got one. He got one title fight. One, no defenses. He hasn't. He's done one thing, and that's beat the old guy by outboxing him, running around,
that's
throwing eight punches.
He
can't win it like that.
That's
why you picked him to win this fight. Who? Fury? Did we just get it?
Is it smoke and mirrors?
Nah, there's no smoking mirrors. The man can move well for heavyweight. He moves like no other heavyweight can move.
I'm fast. Shit, and he,
come
and
on,
he punches
his skills
softer
can't be
than all the other heavyweights.
He can't deny his skills. Hey, you can't deny his skills, man. You can't deny his skills. He has
just
skills.
Just fucking slappy and slappy, and I hate him, dude. He's slappy. He's awkward. He's going to make a bunch of faces. He's going to make a bunch of faces all night.
I'm not talking about power.
He's on record for saying, Chisora was his toughest fight ever. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chisora, I mean, come on, man. Hey.
Are you saying Wilder have an easy night? Is that what you're saying?
I think Wilder might have an easy night.
Is that what you're really
I think
saying?
He might run. It's going to be an easy night. I think I'm making a prediction now that Wilder knocks him out at five. And he goes to the club afterwards unfazed.
Wow.
That's kind of easy work. When you just look, I'm like, look, who did he beat? Who has he shown me somebody, man?
And who did Wilder beat?
It's nothing. It's bums.
Who did Wilder beat?
Bums. He beat Ortiz. He beat the fat boy, dog. He got the belt from somebody, dog.
Ortiz is not fucking with Ortiz is still there. Those guys ain't fucking with Klitschko at that point where Klitschko was.
Yeah, but we disagree.
I don't think so.
Klitschko got knocked out by Ortiz.
And so why did he fight
back then? Ortiz
would. And so why did he fight Klitschko back then?
I don't know. Klitschko was undoubtedly the man at that point. Now whether he was
off
the fucking edge and we didn't know it or not, that's the question.
Yeah, I didn't say he wasn't the man. That's why Fury gets the respect he gets
in the world for beating.
Oh, hey, man. Y'all
I give him
an easy night.
I didn't say I'm not giving him the props. He gets props for beating Klitschko, but that's all he gets. RC,
if
what
you
say Wilder's
going to have an easy night, then something's wrong with y'all. It's not going to be an easy fight for either man.
Easy work.
It's a
possibility.
RC, I think it's a possibility. Now that Willa mentioned it, and I look at this box rec, I'm like, holy shit. This thing is barely better than journeyman level. Derek Chisora has a far more impressive resume than this. It's like mid-level, middling class heavyweights who have a better resume than this guy. When you really took a good look at it, he got Derek Chisora on there twice. But aside from that, it's only Klitschko.
Yeah,
That's, I guess that's
it. Might be Marcy versus Junior Varsity.
Besides Ortiz, who did Wilder beat? I mean, man, so it goes both ways. Heavyweight division is not that popping right now.
I'm not making a point for that.
Hey, RC, you still there? What you doing, man?
I'm here, man. I'm here. Just picking and choosing. Nah, but, I mean, we could go back and forth with it the whole time when it comes to both guys' resumes. But, shit, you know, Wilder's toughest fight was against the dark horse of the heavyweight division on Luis Ortiz, and Tyson Fury's toughest fight was against Chisora. I mean, that tells me all I really need to know.
And Wilder almost got knocked out by Ortiz. When did you ever see Fury almost get knocked out?
What's
and Wilder almost got knocked out by Ortiz. He was saved by the bell in the Ortiz fight. Oh, when did you ever see Fury knocked out?
He ain't fold like a fucking accordion like Anthony Joshua did to that,
so we going
to that straight by West.
I'm just saying, hey, when you ever seen Fury in that kind of trouble in a fight? I mean, seriously.
I mean, when have you ever seen Wilder? Wilder's supposed to be the one that's wild. When has he ever uppercutted himself? I mean, we can point little things out here.
Ask you
why this occurs,
you know
what I'm saying?
Have you ever uppercut yourself in training camp?
Nah, that's crazy. I'm not gonna lie though. One time I kicked myself in the lip one time. I threw my up kick.
Oh, you kicked.
And I'm so flexible.
High.
I kicked myself in the lip. Yeah. But hey, I seen Wild throw some punches and fell on his knees and shit. I seen him throw some crazy shit, and it's like, what the fuck was that he doing? Is that going both ways?
Let's be real. That dunk by Wilder was garbage, too. He looked hella whack trying to dribble the basketball. I'm going to have to give that a 3.
Yeah, he can't dribble, for sure. He wasn't looking that athletic. And it might have not. It didn't seem like it was 10 feet for some reason to me. I don't know. Maybe he's that tall. He's 6'6", but it looks sort of low. But I mean, he is what, 6'6", so yeah. It might. That was
Jordan
that
was 6'6".
Man.
I don't know. Was
6'6".
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Yeah, if he's 6'6", you should be able to dunk. That's nothing really that spectacular.
Remember, Jeff Hornacek was like 6'4", and he couldn't jump over a credit card.
Right.
Oh, this guy
more,
dunked
over
basketball. I don't know if you recall Shane Mosley in his prime when he was at 147 early, like a 99. He dunked 12-foot rim. And that was impressive. And that shit looked like fucking spud web in there. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Dwight
Howard, known for putting his Superman sticker up there.
Hey, let me cut
this
guy's mic off, dog. What the hell is he talking about? Now he's trying to turn it.
right.
Talking about Dwight Howard.
He's still playing for Houston.
Hey, the chick, she's known for lying, dog. She's already been known for lying, dog. Let's get out of there with that, man. We ain't gonna put that on nobody, man. But hey, I think everybody's made their pick for that fight, fellas. We've got another WBC belt and lineal championship up for grabs. Adonis Stevenson, the lineal, the number one. You know, if you're a Fury fan and you let him talk about he's the lineal, he's the number one, he's the best because he's the lineal, then you've got to admit to yourself, Adonis Stevenson also is the lineal champion, lineal light heavyweight champion. And he's going to be putting this belt up against this guy, Alexandra something. I wish I could say his name, Gavotsky or something like that. I don't really know too much about him. I hope maybe you do, RC. I don't really know too much, but I know Roy Jones was saying that he might give Adonis Stevenson some work. It should be a pretty good fight. What do you know anything about what's going on? My fault. And then we'll talk about the undercard with you know, her putting all his belts up against somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't give a shit about anything Adonis Stevenson has been going on for a while, but the way he looks so vulnerable against Badu Jack and looks so mentally weak, I'd probably be interested in seeing this fight. I really hadn't cared much for anything that he's been putting out as of late, given the fact that the man had about 6 voluntary defenses, living the best life, or living his best life, as Lil Duval says, because he had nothing to worry about when Andre Ward came in the mix messing with Sergey Kovalev, the one guy that he was running from most. But as far as this goes, I'm definitely going to be checking it out. Didn't care much for it, but
it's going to be early at like 4 o'clock out there.
That's okay. No problem. I'll definitely look at it just to see the same weakness of a look that I seen last time against Badu Jack. So I'm looking to see the decline coming pretty soon from a guy that I'm surprised you emphasize so much about being the lineal champion when you talk about Tyson Fury. You just kind of whispered.
No, Tyson Fury retired. Tyson Fury retired. That means you give up everything that you have. That's what that means.
Not
I'm sorry.
Not necessarily.
No, it ain't no. Okay. If you retire, you're done. If I'm the champion and I retire, I give up everything. I don't just hold on to it.
Hold on, wait. So that's talking about, like, before Floyd came out of retirement to fight Marquez, and he had that famous argument with Brian Kenny saying, no, I'm the pound-for-pound number one best, not Manny Pacquiao. You going to be Brian Kenny right now?
No, I would say if you haven't fought, you retired. So you're no longer the pound-for-pound best until you fight. And then once you fight, you'll be the pound-for-pound best.
Well, he's
you
fought
know,
two
that's
times.
That's just how it goes. Like
100. He's fought 2 times since he came back, and he won both. So what
but
more
he
did. Want?
But you gotta to be the there's rules to get the lineal champion. You gotta get belts and do all this stuff. So I don't think the only way you can be a lineal champion, right? If you gotta be now, the only way they can do it is somebody has to get all the belts, right, and become the undisputed champion, and then he's also the lineal champion, and then the belts can disappear or whatever, but he's still the lineal champion. I think that's the only way it works out, right? So that's the only way it can happen now, unless we're still saying that he is the lineal champion. And if everybody's saying he is, I'm cool with that. So when Wilder wins, he's the lineal champion. But there's a difference.
Yeah,
Stevenson
for sure.
Beat
no,
the
no,
man.
Definitely.
I can't remember who that
but
was.
The bottom,
yeah.
But the bottom line is Adonis Stevenson is a garbage woman beater. So I don't really care about anything this guy's got going on, but I will be looking to see the hopelessness look in his eyes that he had. Granted, that the gift that he had when he had the fight against Badu Jack, because he looked really like an old man who was done from the 5th round on and just barely got in there, was able to pull it out, I guess. But yeah, that's your man. That ain't my guy.
Well, this guy's went. This guy, he was knocking everybody out, but then he went 12 rounds with some guy that was 35-5. So, you know, who knows if this guy's any
true.
Good. We'll see.
Yeah, and then you got to add on, the women that he fought. His record might be really up there. But if you just
I don't know anything about him beating up any women, though. You know, I don't condone that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's we're not indulging in that.
So he's a heel over here at the Outsiders Boxing Podcast. So go B-side.
Well, yeah, whatever that guy's name is. Jared Hurd is going to be on the undercard of the pay-per-view. Also, you know, we've been talking about Ortiz. I think he's also on the undercard against Travis Kaufman. And if I'm correct, I think we've seen Travis Kaufman fight somebody not too long ago and get slept. Let me see if we can find that out. But those are two fights that are on the undercard of the big fight. Yeah, we've seen Kaufman fight. Who did we see him fight? Amir Mansour, maybe? I don't know. I can't remember. Or Chris Areola. Maybe you saw him fight Chris Areola. Yeah, that's exactly who we saw him fight, yeah. He fought that boy, Chris Areola. He wasn't looking too good. So he's fighting Ortiz. Ortiz is probably going to sleep this guy. I think that's what they brought him in. So, you know, maybe Ortiz is on the same fight card as Wilder, looking for that rematch. And then again, we got Trout fighting somebody Not too sure. Jason Wilborn, probably from the other side of the pond, man. Any, you see any of these fights, man? You looking forward to any of these fights, RT?
Yep, looking forward to see what's going on with the champ Jared Hurd. My guy right there, want to see how he finishes this fight that's going to probably lead to his bout with Jermell Charlo, hopefully, coming next year. And, yeah, I think that I can't exactly recall what happened, but I think that Gervonta Davis and Abner Mars was supposed to have some sort of going with it, but no, it just kind of, I don't know what happened, but that's scheduled down the road. So, but it's going to be a good card. Looking forward to it all, and can't really wait to see all of it and how this shit unwinds, because it can go either way. So we're going to have to see. But as far as we got the numbers written up, everybody over here on this side of the pond has Wilder. And over there in Austria and Ireland, they got Fury. No big surprise.
Well, just one guy.
We know.
But then, low-key Nino was – hedging his bet, but they both know what's going to happen. Nobody wants to say it, man. But yeah, man, I think that's going to be it. I gotta get the hell out of here. Gotta go to work early in the morning. So, anything you want to say, RC, before we get out of here? Yeah, go ahead.
Not much, man. We'll just come on Sunday and probably about 12 o'clock Pacific time. Get it going early with the big fight wrap up and all that good stuff, and talk about everything on the ins and outs inside of the squared ropes. So we'll bring it all coming Sunday, because we got a whole lot to talk about, and good shit today. Glad to have everybody on, and ready to rock when we get back on Sunday. So enjoy your night, boys.
All right, will do, man. I want to thank everybody for rocking with us tonight. Appreciate it. Shout out to Patty and my man Nino for putting that together, the OTG Old School Heavyweight Show.
Much love, much love.
Yeah, thanks. Like I said, thanks to Janelle, DJP, 518, who's been on hold the whole time but wasn't saying nothing. Everybody that called in, appreciate y'all fucking with us. Make sure y'all check us out on Sunday for the main show. It's going down. Wrapping up the Bronze Bomber versus the Gypsy King. I'm calling it now. They got me angry. JP got me angry, saying it's easy work. Easy work. We ain't gonna be doing no goddamn Get De La Hoya bashing on this show. Got guys trying to subpoena, trying to put in this false accusation and stuff like that. We don't do that on this show right here, the midweek show. We'll leave that to the Haven show on Sunday. Holla at you boys out here. Y'all holla at us. OBP Midweek. We'll holla at y'all. Peace.